the Chiricahua tribe and the Apaches, I'd say, Yusuf, that's real Indians I'm talking about. But the boy had a wife here going to UTEP and a little child. And he went back, he and his wife switched years to go back to India for vacations because they didn't have the money to go as a family. Mm-hmm. So he came back from his vacation and went to talk to my brother, who's my partner, and said he needed a raise, and he wanted to know, well, how much did he need? And he said, about another $500 a month. That's a pretty big jump.
That's a lot.
And he said, what was happening? He'd met his old dear love, girlfriend. And he was going to marry her and bring her over here. And he had to be able to pay for both of them living. My brother said, well, Yusuf, what about your wife? He said, well, she can live with us until she finds a place. And then the little boy will stay with us because he's mine. And my brother says, sorry, you don't understand the United States.
That's illegal.
This doesn't going to happen this way. You know? And anyway, I don't think he did. I don't think he did that, but it's a different culture.
It is.
And they're strange. Mm-hmm. And they're almost Oriental, and I've never been able to understand the Oriental mind. I had to work with a Japanese engineer once, and it was just terrible. I can't do it.
Yeah, huh.
I'm very prejudiced. Hmm. I will not work with him.
Hmm. What's different? Why was he different? How was he different?
Well, he knew how it should be, and he couldn't understand how anybody could not agree with him.
Oh.
He couldn't see any other way of doing it, and he was an engineer, and I was just a lowly architect, and he was a consultant to our firm. Anyway, and from time to time, I run across these, or they'll listen to you and be very polite and say, yes, and that's wonderful, and then they'll say, okay, now here's the way it's going to be. They've got it all worked out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyway, as long as I don't, like I said, I'm very prejudiced. As long as I don't have to work with Orientals, I will avoid it. Because I don't. Okay, I'm putting a lot of stuff in there.
We're doing fine. Okay, let me get you to say a few more words here. The pastor preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of wife is
husband.
Mm-hmm. And a man and a woman want to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get
married.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, are
New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And you check books out from the
library.
Mm-hmm. And your, let's see, your brother's son would be your
nephew.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's sister would be your
cunyada. Sister-in-law. Your
mother's sister would be
your sister-in-law.
But your mother's sister is your.
My mother's sister is my sister-in-law. My mother's sister. She has two of them. They're my sisters-in-law.
Hmm. Wouldn't that be if your...
My brother's wife is also my sister-in-law.
Your wife's sister would be your...
My... Oh, wait a minute. What did you say?
Your mother's sister.
Oh, my mother's sister. You mean my aunt. I thought you were talking about my wife's sister. You know, I don't play password too well.
Right.
I'm getting...
That's okay.
And I'm sorry.
I found some new words.
No, no,
good.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the Mexicans even have a word that we don't have for relationships that we ought to, and that's two women who are married to brothers.
Uh huh.
There is no word in the English language to describe that relationship.
They'd have to be sisters-in-law.
Well,
wouldn't they?
No, because the one lady is a sister-in-law to her